Therapy Insiders is sponsored by WebPT, the ultimate EMR. Why are they the ultimate? Well, one of the reasons is because they're going to help you with ICD-10, the transition to the new codes. You need to know it, and you probably don't know it as well as you should. Check them out at www.webpt.com/podcast to find out more about ICD-10 for a free demo and a lot more. Hello, welcome back to Therapy Insiders. Dr. Gene Chirac abroad here with Dr. Joe Palmer. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Gene. Not too much. Happy to be back doing one.
Yes, we've been going back and forth between you, me, Urson, me and Urson, me by myself. So it's been back and forth, but we got some really cool podcasts coming up and some really interesting information, starting with this one, I think.
I always like getting out and talking to people face to face when we can, Gene. And it was good seeing everybody at the PPS meeting.
Yeah, it was fun. We were just in Orlando, you and I, and 1,000 of our closest friends from the private practice world, and we asked a lot of questions, talked to a lot of people, I think had a lot of revelations about the business of physical therapy and how much growth there still is and needed for everyone. And I think Gary Vaynerchuk and former podcast guest Daniel Pink really opened up some eyes with their talk, especially Gary, who one of his highlight lines was, you have to be a media company first and then a ... which was music to our ears because we actually started a media company.
Made you look like you knew what you were doing, didn't it?
Oh, it was fantastic. I mean, I was sitting in the front row and in my mind I was jumping up and down, but in the audience I was very, very much just sitting in
composure.
I think I did. I mean, I was just throwing my my hands up in the air and pointing at myself. And you know, aside from that, I think I did pretty well.
But while we were there, we didn't really interview PTs, right? So we stepped out of the conference for a little while, and we were trying to get some perspective, right? So perspective on what people were thinking about physical therapy and about chiropractic care.
Yeah, we talked to plenty of PTs, but not on record, not with the mic in front of their face. And we were really, like you said, we were really interested in getting the perspective from others because we talk amongst ourselves a lot, which is needed. And we have fans in terms of people that have had PT, and you'll hear some of that. But you know, if you preach to the choir, it's very easy to get seduced by what people say because it kind of feeds into our idea of us. And our idea of us is a bit of in a bubble. You know, we have this idealistic view of what we can offer because we know that, but that's not necessarily the case with mainstream audience, meaning everybody else. So Joe and I grabbed a mic and we shoved it in front of unsuspecting strangers at this hotel and resort, which coincidentally had a Republican gathering with all of the major Republican candidates there. So it was definitely an interesting hodgepodge of crowd. We did our best to find people that weren't necessarily Republican, definitely no PTs. So we got a bit of a nice mix. And we asked them three pretty simple questions, Joe, right? And what were they?
If I recall correctly, we asked them, when I say physical therapy, what comes to mind? When I say chiropractor, what comes to mind? And how old they were.
That's pretty much it. So we didn't want to overcomplicate things. We didn't want to bias them too much, which was pretty tough because when we walked up to strangers and said, "Hey, can we ask you three questions?" They really wanted to know what it was about, and we didn't want to tell them because we didn't want to bias them. So it was pretty interesting dynamic of just walking up to people with a microphone and recorder and asking them questions. But I think we found enough
Yeah.
people that were game.
I'm not sure your the microphone was very intimidating. It's just a very intimidating looking device. I don't know whether that was it or whether it was just us. But I'm gonna blame the microphone because I don't want to blame myself.
Yeah, you definitely always want to blame the microphone. It kind of works two ways. You know, walking around with a microphone, it's very authoritative, so people are interested, but then when you actually have to put it in front of their face, they get very squeamish about saying something.
Yeah, they clam up. They clam up a lot.
They do clam up. It's like, you know, they almost feel like they're on live TV. I think they watch too many jaywalking segments, and maybe they felt like we were recording them somehow as well, but we weren't. It was anonymous.
We'll
We didn't.
remember that for the future.
Bring a camera crew or Jay
Yeah.
Leno.
Maybe both.
Well, we were in Orlando. I wouldn't be surprised if we did see him. All right, so we're gonna play a few of these, and the way we're gonna do this is we'll play the clip of the people answering their unique answers, and then we'll kind of just break it down, do a little dissection and analysis, and move on to the next one. So we'll do a few, not too many. I think you'll get the gist pretty quickly. And the idea is to start a conversation, at least to give you a perspective of what other people think, which in reality shouldn't be too hard because you see people in the clinic that really haven't had PT before, and you should get an idea of what they think of us. But it's also interesting to hear what people say when they're not in front of you, when they're not kind of in the position of needing your help. So we say we start with the first one.
Let's do it.
All right, so this first couple, they were sitting down chatting before I rudely interrupted them, and you'll hear their answers to the questions. They were fairly young, but I think the answers were interesting and kind of set the tone for the rest that you'll hear. So here are the first answers. All right, when I say physical therapy, what comes to mind?
Profitability.
When I say chiropractor, what comes to mind?
Waterbeds.
And how old are you?
29.
When I say physical therapy, what comes to mind?
Rehab.
When I say chiropractor, what comes to mind?
Scammers.
And how old are you?
26.
All right, so interesting, a bit of an interesting answer, right, with the first guy. Profitability for PT and waterbeds for chiros. So I'm not quite sure what kind of chiropractor he's been to. I've never seen a waterbed in a clinic, have you?
No, I'm actually not sure which answer is more confusing, to be honest. Whether it's profitability in PT or waterbed in Cairo, but I do think that I'm not going to back down from the profitability thing. I think that's not a negative word. Jerry wouldn't call that a negative word. I think that it's a good thing if people respect you as a profession that is sustainable and makes money. You need that. The waterbed, I imagine it would be really hard to do a manipulation on a waterbed. I've never tried it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, we didn't do
What do
any
you think, Mitt?
we didn't do any follow-up questions, which was on purpose because that could take up a lot of time and the whole psychology of it. We didn't want to mess with. We just wanted to get a general
More fun,
sense.
like pretending what they were thinking, you know, like what, you know,
It is. It
making
is.
it up as we go.
Exactly. But to play devil's advocate on the profitability thing, it's also interesting to hear that somebody thinks that PTs are profitable, and yes, it is. It's not a bad thing, and depending who you ask, profitability is variable, and means a lot of different things. We were just having a Facebook thread I asked on the Dr. Physical Therapy Facebook page, shout out, hashtag DPT student, what their ideal salary is. And it was pretty widespread because of assumption of what they are valued at. And I think that's the same assumption with some people that we do. I think as people get a better awareness of the doctorate program and what we're capable of, I think most people think that when you're in healthcare, you make a shitload of money. And that's not necessarily the case. Again, it depends on your perspective of what a lot of money is. But most PTs, in comparison to their student loans, in comparisons to cost of living and all the other expenses and the payments that you get or do not get from insurance companies, that's not necessarily the reality, but the perception might be quite different based on that answer, right?
Yeah, I mean, small sample size, but that was his perception.
All right, so let's move on to his friend sitting next to him. And her answers, I think, are a little bit more in line and I think set a better realm and tone for the future answers that the listeners will hear. Rehab for PT and scammers, a bit of a harsh word for the chiros. Which one of those do you want to tackle first?
Let's tackle the rehab first, Gene. rehab, that's pretty, to me, that's pretty standard, right? And I think that most people, when they think of PT, if they don't think of your polo-shirted guy stretching hamstrings, or if they don't think of hospital-based, they think of post-op care, and that would be the three things that I think people most would answer. But so she got one of them right. She went right for the rehab. Probably tells me she's probably had some kind of surgery at some point that required her to go to rehab. But I don't want to delve too far into that go down that rabbit hole as to, her past.
Yeah. It's again, we can make up a lot of stuff, but the rehab is I think a general term that is associated with PT a lot more than anything else, a lot more than movement, a lot more than any kind of joint manipulations, anything else that we think or perceive. Rehab seems to be that generic term. It's the polo shirt of the PT description, and you had to bring up the polo shirt to get me fired up, didn't you? You know I hate that damn polo shirt. So let's talk about the scammers for the chiros, which is a fairly widespread term because of a few bad eggs in the chiro world. And that's we have a big physical therapy audience, so bear with me here. Not every chiro is bad. Not every chiro is good. Same thing with PTs. God knows, Joe and I, we've talked to enough PTs that I just wanted to hit my head against the table saying, what are you thinking and why are you doing this? So to hear that the perception is in the something is scammer, that I think that hurts the entire health in terms of our niche in the musculoskeletal world. I think that's a bit of a hit because as much as we don't want to admit this, I think we kind of go together, chiros and PTs, PTs and chiros. Even though the philosophy is different, we're kind of in the same bubble, right?
Well, I'm not sure I'm there with you yet. I'm not saying that we won't be there at some point in time. But I think that in the eyes of professional associations and in the eyes of the public, we are very different people at this point in time. So I'm not totally there with you on that we're the same, because everybody that we talked to definitely had a different answer time to time. Nobody said, well, they think that they were the same thing. Nobody had that response. So here's what I'll say. I think that whoever she went to, and it is on a case by case basis. Like you said, there are good and bad in every profession. So on a case by case basis, the person that she went to, I bet was probably trying too hard to sell a product that she wasn't there for. And I think that's the difference when you come off as a scammer. You're probably pushing too hard to sell something that the consumer doesn't find value in.
True, but you know, I think a person can walk into a chop shop physical therapy clinic, get put on the table, get some heat on their back, get a little e-stim, get a little ultrasound, get a little massage, and think they had the greatest experience ever. Most people will never call that physical therapist a scammer because it felt good. It felt like a little spa treatment for them, you know? And I think it's a lot tougher for chiros. Again, it's, you know, if you walked in and somebody, a chiro walked in and sat down, did a quick manipulation without talking to you and walked out, and you're laying on the table going, what the hell just happened? That could be tough. Or if you had a bad billing experience, or like you said, a hard sell or something like that. Absolutely. So I think it's a lot easier in the chiro field, to have enough of those experiences to build up a persona in the, you know, with the mass, with the audience, that could bring up a word like scammer. So I think it's interesting. It's definitely interesting to hear the strong demeanor and the strong tone of the perception of chiro compared to PT. All right, you ready to move on to our next one?
Moving on.
Let's do it. All right, so when I say physical therapy, what comes to mind?
Physical therapy, pain and suffering. Relief.
Okay, when I say chiropractor, what comes to mind?
I don't like chiropractors.
Why is that?
Because one hurt me real bad once, gotta be honest. Real bad by a chiropractor.
And how old are you?
I'm 67 years old.
So finally we got an answer that I think secretly I was expecting to hear a lot more of. I don't know about you, Joe, but the pain and suffering, or the pain and torture, the PT joke, where the PTs kind of brutalize their patients a little bit with in the name of eventually feeling better, they inflict some pain and make you do some things that you don't like. I think sticks around with some people that have, at some point, have had physical therapy. I think that experience usually pertains and brings about that pain and torturing moniker. Were you expecting some of those?
Yeah, it's that tough love, Gene. Tough love. But
as long as it's love.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the reality of what we do at points, especially post-operative care. You have to push them beyond their limits and beyond what they want to do, and they're in pain. They're post-operative, and it's not a pleasant thing, and it is something that patients remember, and that's why it's important to consistently educate them on why you're doing what you're doing, and showing them, really getting that buy-in, showing them the reasons that they have to go through some of that pain. Get that buy-in, because it makes that answer okay. You know, when somebody believes that you are doing what's in their best interest, even though they don't want you to do it, that's what makes the answer okay.
So I'm going to stand in for Urson here, and I know his answer will be that PTs should never inflict pain, and because that in itself is counterproductive and creates a lot of defensive mechanisms, and for your nervous system, it's a sign of danger. And everything is shown in terms of recent research that you can go soft and in terms of manual techniques and have just the same effects. So I know I can hear Ersin saying that. And I've experienced both. You know, I started out kind of cranking on things and having that mentality that it'll hurt now, but when I'm done, you'll feel better. And that was the case. And then later on, I started doing less of that and they're still okay. But post-op, I agree, it's a bit of a different world. And I don't know if I would say that you pushed them beyond their barriers or I think you pushed them to their barriers, and I think you pushed them to levels that they might not necessarily know they have, but not beyond that, right? Because they guard and they protect, and you have to be fairly skilled to know the fine line between too much and enough, and not necessarily inflict pain, but they might not like it, they might not appreciate it because it's a new sensation for their body to establish new ranges. It shouldn't be agonizing pain, right? And they're not screaming on the table saying, stop, stop, for the love of God, stop.
Yeah, I think that you're right in all that. I think you do have to work with the patient in front of you as far as what they can tolerate. You're not, if I came off as saying I was just gonna do what had to be done, you know, that's not what I wanted. But I find that if somebody is really guarding and their limitations are from guarding, then sometimes backing off and giving them the opportunity to get the motion in a active assistive type way can really be the best bet for you. But you know, I don't believe that we can do what we do as effective if it's completely pain free. I don't think that it is, and I don't think that it can be. I will agree to disagree with Ersin, and I'd like to call up some of his past patients and see whether all of his treatments are really as pain-free as he thinks they are.
Well, he's admitted before that he was kind of similar, that he would start out cranking and then eventually work down. But it's not, I don't think it relates to, like, if somebody is recovering from an ACL tear, shout out Joe Flacco, that if they're going through that, when they start walking for the first time, when you're trying to load the joint, which should always be the goal, right? The goal is to always eventually load to, quote unquote, get the function back. And if you're loading it for the first time, the body perceives it as danger because you're not used to it, and that doesn't feel good. And it's our job to let them know that that's acceptable, that's okay. You're going to feel that, getting them ready for that, getting their system ready for that. And they know that, and they'll feel better, because if we don't, we can become and lead to the second answer. His second answer, when we said, what do you think of Kairos? And he said, whoa, I don't like Kairos because he or one of them hurt me. And again, that's a previous experience that forever is etched into his head, because if whatever that reason was, whatever their hurt was, and we talked to the guy a little bit after that, but if you have a one trick pony, you know, if every tool is that you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So you have to be careful that you understand the person in front of you, and that you're multi-talented and faceted enough that you can apply a relevant technique or treatment to the person in front of you. Because if you just keep doing the same stuff over and over again, whether you're a PT or chiro, then you can lead to cases like this, and that's not a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, somebody somebody hurt him to the point where he was very, very adamant that he would not be going back to anybody in that profession. If you are treating everybody with techniques, and you know the God's honest truth is, Gene, that you know it could happen to anybody, but the reality is that as a clinician, you want to be doing your best to make sure that you do no harm first, and that's if you're following the literature, if you're following your instincts as a physical therapist, if you're listening to your patient, you should be able to avoid making somebody feel like this guy, like this gentleman.
Yeah, and that's not a good feeling when that happens to you in the clinic, when you overdid it and the person doesn't feel good. But it's unique to the person. I mean, my wife had a freaking milkshake once from Chick-fil-A, and she got sick. Guess how many milkshakes she had from Chick-fil-A over the next couple of years? Zero.
That's a sad experience.
That's a sad story. I agree with you. I mean, she wouldn't even go to Chick-fil-A for a couple of visits for a couple of times, which is sad in itself. And that's for a freaking milkshake. You hurt somebody's neck. That's a little bit more than the milkshake. And, you know, yeah, look, they're delicious. They are delicious.
Have you worked through that? Have you gotten her through that?
Well, she's pregnant now. So I think at this point I could put a milkshake in front of her and everything will be forgiven and forgotten. But no, it took a while. I can't remember the last time she actually had. This was probably 2 or 3 years ago, and I can't recall if she actually had one. We eat a Chick-fil-A again, so Chick-fil-A's back in our good graces because it is delicious. But not too many milkshakes now. So let that be a lesson to you. Be careful how you make wait. I lost track of lessons, Joe. Make a delicious milkshake with good. Don't hurt anybody. That's it. Do not hurt people. All right. So I think that was a pretty insightful answer, and he was a pretty interesting guy, all in all. But let's get on to our next one. You ready?
Let's go.
All right. Here is the next one. But before we hear the next answer, let's take a little break.
Wet PT is the ultimate EMR for physical therapy. You know that. One of the reasons is because they know ICD-10, and I don't. So I ask Heidi Janenga, COO of Wet PT. Heidi, what the heck is ICD-10?
Well, ICD-10 is diagnosis codes on steroids. We're talking more than 68,000 codes. All HIPAA-covered entities must switch to ICD-10 on October 1st, 2015, or face claim denials. That's where WebPT can help. Our intuitive ICD-10 code selector is built right into our documentation platform, thus simplifying the patient diagnosis process. I encourage all of you to check it out. Visit webpt.com/podcast to request a free online demonstration.
And now, back to the show. Here is the next answer.
When I say physical therapist, what do you think of?
Someone who's going to fix my knees.
Okay. When I say chiropractor, what do you think of?
The person who fixes backs. I don't know. Okay.
Okay. And how old are you?
21.
Thank you.
That's it.
All right, Joe. So a little bit of body part war here. But before we talk about this one, let's play another one real quick because they kind of go hand in hand or joint and back.
Do it.
When I say physical therapist, what do you think of?
I think of somebody who works and helps patients work through any problems that they have with any joints or any parts of their body.
Okay. Okay, when I say chiropractor, what do you think of?
I think of somebody that helps patients with their backs or helps alleviate any pain that they have in their spine.
And how old are you?
I am 19.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, so another popular one that I was expecting to hear. PTs help with knees, joints, and the periphery, essentially, and chiropractors fix the back. I figured between that and the pain and suffering, pain and torture, I would hear more than anything else. So wasn't disappointed.
No, that's pretty standard, I guess. I expected the same thing, Gene. So goes back to what we've been talking about on shows in the past, right? It goes back to how we brand ourselves as a profession and how chiropractors have branded themselves as a profession, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when most people think of physical therapy, they think of that idiot in the polo. Nothing personal to the person taking the picture, but that's our profession, essentially. That's the brand of our profession. Some guy in polo and khaki stretching a hamstring, working on a knee, working on a hip or something like that. And it's frustrating and it's irritating and it's everything rolled into one that is wrong with us in terms of that marketing branding perspective. And there's a lot of room for improvement in that world. And we talk about how can we do that? How do we do that? And it's tough. It definitely is tough. And it's a unified voice, but I think a lot of it starts on the private practice level, man. I think the private practice are the soldiers of the physical therapy world capable of making change. You know, disruption happens by making small changes and growing those small changes over time and staying consistent with them. That's how the startup world works. That's how business works in terms of entrepreneurs. And for some reason, healthcare and physical therapy just does not listen to the lessons of business. So that's probably why we do a lot of business episodes.
It's also where our passion is, I think. We're looking for ways to help PT find a voice here and really help PT do a better job at branding and marketing what we can do as a profession to for the benefit of our patients.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think once we realize how to spread that message and create a unified voice and do it consistently, it's going to be a tough sell for people. I think that it's very hard to right a ship in terms of public perception, and we got to start somewhere. And that start needs to be the little messages and on social media and where most people are before they get hurt, before they have an injury. So if they hurt their back or their neck or something like that, and doing it the right way. And chiropractors obviously got the back game down, and for good or bad reasons, that's neither here nor there. That's a whole different episode and different discussion in itself. But I think they have done a good job at being the healthcare professional that people think of when somebody's back is hurt.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And I'm not sure that we want to be that narrow, but the point is that it's easier to market something, I think, when you are that narrow, isn't it, Gene? I mean, if they've done a good job because they've picked one thing that they want to be known for and they've knocked it out of the park, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If you have a target that you are an expert in, it's very easy to establish that and to market it, to brand it, to focus your energy on it, versus when you are a master of most or a jack of most trades, master of none, or what is that saying, Joe?
Yeah, a jack of all trades, master of none.
Exactly. So we're trying to be kind of a middle of the two. We're trying to be a jack of all trades, master of most. And that's very tough to tell people that, to say, well, we're good at this, we're good at this, we're good at this, we're good at this, because eventually people just roll their eyes going, oh, yeah, here comes the physical therapist. They're good at that too, or they're good at that, or they're good at this. So it's picking one thing, being really, really, really good and known for it, and then saying, oh, by the way, we're also doing this. And I don't think we have that one thing locked down yet, whether it's movement, whether it's exercise. It's still too vague. We don't have that close your eyes, picture physical therapy, what do you picture? And usually it's the guy in the polo stretching a hamstring. Oh, God, I hate that picture. All right, what do you say we do one more?
All right, one more.
One more, here it comes.
What comes to mind when I say physical therapist?
Injury rehabilitation, coming off of lots of the ankle injuries that I had playing basketball as a kid, but just generally injury rehabilitation.
And what comes to mind when I say chiropractor?
Cracking my back and making me nauseous. I've gone to one chiropractor in my life. They did some kind of a forced realignment of my back and cracked every vertebra in my back. And I was nauseous for 2 days and I would never go back.
And how old are you?
44.
Thank you very much.
All right. So this one is similar to some of the other ones we heard: injury rehabilitation, physical therapy, chiropractor, back cracking, nauseous, vertebrae realignment, blah, 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 blah. But the main reason I think I'm playing this one is to really tell the backstory of this guy and then eventually the group we talked to, Joe, because they turned out to be an interesting bunch, I would say.
Well, they were hammered. As well.
Yes.
But,
all right. So,
but interesting to say the least. Everybody should know.
Yes. Let's set this up. So you heard the voice of one person, but around us was probably four or five people. Then, as we're doing this interview, another 3 to 4 people came by, and these are, I would say, weathered people. Well-trained. I don't know. How would you describe the looks on their faces?
They were having a good time. They
were having a good time.
They were letting loose. Yeah, we caught them on a time when they were trying to let loose and have some fun. So I think they were straight shooters, and they told us what they thought.
No pun intended on the straight shooters.
I was fully intending that pun, okay. But
so
anyway,
it turned out also, aside from the PPS conference and all the Republican candidates being there, there was a national SWAT competition. So this was a team of sheriffs, and they just competed in this competitions of all kinds of shooting and all kinds of rigorous activities. And like Joe said, at this point, they were letting loose and having a good time. So we walked up to this group of somewhat intimidating people dressed in black with weapons holstered. And we shoved a mic in front of their face. So you heard the G version before some of the other ones chimed in with some colorful answers off the record. So it's interesting to hear, but again, still stays with that same PT, rehab, ankles, chiropractor, back, cracking. But it was a fun bunch, so we wanted you to get a glimpse of that fun that we had interviewing them.
That's right. We're not afraid to get in there so that you guys can get the real story.
That's right.
The true story.
Journalistic integrity from not real journalists. But it was fun. So let's finish out, Joe. I think it was fun. It was really cool to walk around. Yes, we got turned down a lot. A lot of people said no, especially early on. So it was an interesting experience in itself to walk up to strangers, shoving a microphone in their face, and them saying no. and moving on. So plenty of people said no, but it was really nice of those people that did say yes to give, I think, fairly honest answers, because they were genuine, because they were not prepared. We did not tell them anything before we recorded to go live. And it's a small sample size, but I think it definitely plays true to common general opinions, for better or for worse. So it was cool, and I think it, much more of this is needed on bigger scales, and we keep pushing the marketing of it. And you know, that's a big piece of UpDoc Media in terms of marketing the message and getting content out with an entertainment twist. But we're also, you know, the consulting service that we're building out, that we're offering for clinics. And our goal is to show you how to market, how to do social media, how to do it properly, to get the message out, the proper message to the right channels, where people are, where people will be, in terms of Facebooks, the Twitters, things like that, to show you how to get an audience that's not just word of mouth. Because again, word of mouth is great, not saying anything negative against it, but it's very, very small scale. You know, you have to do things on a small scale and grow, but word of mouth only gets you so far. So we want to help spread that message a little bit bigger, but very controlled and tight mannered, and the message that we want spread, not what somebody else spreads for us. So Joe, I think that was fun, and let's how about we do a hashtag Project PT? I don't think we've done that in a little while. So our hashtag Project PT for you is, when you're out and about, stop some strangers, and hopefully in well-lit public areas, and ask them, when I say physical therapy, what comes to mind? And see if it rings true to kind of what we said. If you hear anything different, then let us know on Twitter. You know, tweet at us at Therapy Insiders, or at UpDoc Media, or Joe DPT, or at the OMPT for Urson, and let us know what you come up with. We really want to hear some of the answers and what you thought of these answers from these people. Is it something that you think of? Does it play true to your perceptions of physical therapy and chiropractic? If you're a chiropractor, what do you think of these answers? I know we have a small contingent of chiropractic listeners. How does that make you feel in terms of your profession? So let us know. You can, again, check us out on all the Twitter, and our Facebook page is UpDoc Media on Facebook. We really love to get this conversation going, and it's been a lot of fun. And as always, check us out on iTunes. We've been getting awesome amount of reviews. We really appreciate that. Keep us between, you know, top 10 to top 50 in all of iTunes for medicine, which is unbelievable. It still blows my mind, Joe, that we're hanging up there, and it's thanks to our awesome listeners.
Yeah, it's great company. I mean, we are certainly appreciate. We certainly appreciate everybody's listening and downloads and reviews. Definitely further along than I ever thought we'd be.
Well, appreciate that vote of confidence, but
I agree, man.
Yes, we've come a long way from me shoving a microphone in your face and making Jim Meadows sit down in his big British burliness to break out some answers and drop some truth bombs that we wanted to get out. And so thanks for listening and not revolting against us. And we'll keep pumping out the content. And we really appreciate, more than anything, not the information that we put out, but the stuff that you give back and the conversations. Because I think the conversations are by far the best part of all this. So, and we definitely truly appreciate that. So for Joe, myself, and Urson, hope you enjoyed this episode, and stay tuned for a lot more cool episodes coming up.